Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Morning, everyone. Once again, we'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to our regular Thursday morning broadcast here at 9 o'clock in the morning here on the Clay County Corner, where we come to you live and in living color on your radio dial, which happens to be turned to 101.5, which is WVFB. Keith's Country, and like I said, we come to you here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and we'll have a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock, and these shows get streamed on the Del Holla Horizon newspaper site by date, and if you really want to find something, I'll just write down the date we're on, and then you can go back and play it back anytime you want to. But it's always a pleasure being here, and we, of course, want to thank the folks that make this show possible here each Thursday morning, that being the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and the Three Star Committee that helped get this thing started a few years ago, and we've been going, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, 6 years now maybe, I don't know, but we enjoy doing it, and we enjoy hearing from folks, and we have a special way for you can tell us you're listening, that is call in any birthday or anniversary, and you'll get an answering machine, and you know, speak slowly and clearly into that thing, and if they've got an unusual name, you might even want to spell it out so I can get it written down, and we'll have a little drawing here at the end of the show where they'll receive a nice prize from over at the Chamber of Commerce. And we've actually just got a lot of things going on this week. We've got, of course, we have a football game tonight. We'll let Coach Dickerson talk about that in a minute instead of Principal Dickerson, and a little bit about that maybe. And also we are... got a chili cook-up coming here this weekend. I think it officially cranks up for the folks to come around and start tasting chili around 11 o'clock, but the chili cookers will be setting up here early Saturday morning getting ready for that, and you can come by, and I believe for $5 they'll give you a tasting cup, and you can go around and get a taste of everyone's chili, and then you can vote on who the number one prize winner is, and there's quite a bit of money involved in it, and it's just a great day. They'll have live music going. I think we've got the stage set up out here ready for that, and so that's all going to be going on this weekend. And well, while I'm on this line, I'll just go ahead and talk about a couple of things that are coming up here for the rest of October. I know we have our usual trick-or-treat thing downtown Salina here on the 27th, where anyone that wants to kind of gathers around, sets them up a table here around the courthouse, and we try to do a sugar overload on every youngster here in Clay County and surrounding counties if we can. You go around, take your little poke around with you, and fill that thing up with candy. And I know we have a great big turnout for that, and we really enjoy that. We'll have some spooky music stuff going on for that, so we just got a bunch of things going on like that. Then we've got the inaugural Clay County Anglers Fishing Tournament coming up the weekend of the 28th out of Cedar Hill, and you want to check that one out. And also that evening at 4 o'clock, we have the Clay County Horse Club. They're going to invite you to bring your steady steed out and decorate it, the horse and yourself up, and they're going to have a contest for that, and they do a regular horse show there. And I know they've been working to prepare this, getting the arena set up and everything. So, you know, these things are coming up, and then and next month we'll have another big line of stuff to do. And also, I'm going to take a little short break, come back, and I got a couple more things to talk about, and then Coach Michael Dickerson is here with me this morning, and he's going to finish out our school update. We've had the other two principals, and I guess if it won't make the others mad, maybe we may have saved the best till last. We'll find out here when he gets through here in a few minutes. But we'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, I'm back here with Principal Michael Dickerson, Assistant Football Coach Michael Dickerson. We're going to be talking about a few things, but before we do that, I'd like to express our gratitude and thanks for all the folks that came by and kind of helped us with a little bit of a birthday celebration. The fine old lady here on Tuesday, we had a few people come by to kind of take a look around and see how we're remodeling things here, and had the Rolly Hole Marble Museum open. We appreciate everyone coming by and just to kind of mark. I know we've had some other more full-blown celebrations over the last couple 3 years for the 150th anniversary of the county and the courthouse being built, but we just kind of had a little special thing that day. Nothing tremendous or really full-blown, but it was just a great day, and we appreciate everyone that came out. And I want to let everyone know that the courthouse will be open Saturday during the chili cook-off, and the Rolly Hole Marble Museum will be open, and you can come in and take a look at go through it, and you walk upstairs and take a look at now what we're calling Clay Pack, the Clay County Performing Arts Center, which is coming along quite nicely with new stage curtains, theater lighting, and just lots of things going on up there. So you can come by and take a look at that. So we invite everyone to do that Saturday. And with that, good morning, Mr. Dickerson.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Well, let you introduce yourself to the folks out in Radio Land.
Okay, well, I'm Mike Dickerson. I'm a native Smith Countyan. Lived there my whole life. Went to Smith County High School. I'm a Cumberland University graduate, where I played football there for 4 years. And then right out of college, I was hired at Smith County High School to be an assistant football coach. I was assistant football coach there for 18 years. Another assistant on Clay County staff, Jimmy Maynard, after he retired from Smith County, I then became the head coach at Smith County, where I was the head coach there for 6 years, and I'm now in my fourth year at Clay County. So I've got a wife, Alicia, and I've got three daughters, Emily and Julia and Eva, and Julia and Eva go to Smith County. And Emily is a student at Tennessee Tech, where she films for the Tennessee Tech football program. So, we've been blessed to be here in Clay County.
So sports is in the blood of all the
family. Yes, sir.
And I know, of course, Tracy Strong, when he played basketball down at Cumberland. I guess he was there before you, probably a little
bit.
Yes,
sir, just a little bit before I was.
I'm not sure if they had football down there when he was there.
It started in the fall of 1990. I was on the first four teams that they had at Cumberland.
That was just right after he left down there, I guess. And I know he really enjoyed it. I encourage folks, especially our athletes around here, if you want to play post-high school athletics, there is a place for you.
Yes, sir.
And it begins with places like Cumberland, and then you go on back down to places like the couple of schools up in Kentucky.
Got Campbellsville.
Campbellsville. And
Lindsey Wilson.
Of course, Lindsey Wilson is where quarterback McDonald's from Livingston now, and I think he's the starting quarterback up there.
Yes, sir.
And I know he's a close friend of the Strong family, and we try to keep up with him. But, there is a place, football,
yes,
basketball,
sir.
Baseball, tennis, volleyball, all of those games, and there is a level where a good high school athlete can find a spot where they continue to play and have fun.
Yes, sir.
And I know, as anyone knows that has anything to do with any type of post-high school athletics, you need to find the fun place, because it's sort of a job, too.
It is.
And a lot is expected of you.
It takes a lot of time and commitment, but that's your goal and your desire. It's very attainable. I personally like the smaller schools better. You have much more interaction with the student body at a smaller school than you would at a bigger school.
Right, and like I said, there's an equal level of play.
Yes, sir.
And I know a lot of students from our place, they think, if I could sign here, if I could sign there. And the nice thing about it is a job, and the biggest reward is getting on the playing field.
That's right.
And there's a lot of places that you don't want to get at a place that's above your level of physical and athletic ability.
Yes, sir.
Well, now with that, we talked about that for a few minutes. Now let's talk about Clay County High School just a little bit. And you were over there, this was 3 years before.
Yes, sir.
And you taught in the classroom.
I was the ISS teacher while I was there for 3 years, and filled in and did whatever was needed of me along the way. Mr. Derek Upchurch was the principal when I first came there, and then for 1 year I left and I went to Wilson County, where I was at the alternative school and worked there for a year, and then came back, and the two past years I was under Miss Tia, who was the principal there. And
I know from the time that back when I was a teacher at Salina High School, I think the thing that surprises folks that will come from other places is the family,
sir,
that is there. And family takes care of each other. I know if one of the teachers has an emergency and needs to do something, there is someone there that is willing and able to cover for them and take care of it until they can get their whatever it is taken care of. And there's no official thing like that, but it's just something that's always been taken care of.
From Miss Diana Monroe, who is our director of schools, she'll tell you up front that your family comes first. She expects that from her principals, that their staff, that their family comes first, and that we make it to where If something should arise, that we allow that teacher to go and take care of what they need to take care of, and we'll take care of the school building through other means.
I know one of the things that I helped do before I retired was to actually, I guess, kind of organize and set up the alternative school here at Clay County Salina High School. And I know one of the neat things about that was I know the principal of that real well. I married her about 50-something years ago, but she taught junior high for years, and in the last few years of her career, she was the principal at the alternative school, and she said she was the luckiest teacher to finish out her career with those, because she said those were the finest students and finest kids that she had throughout the whole time, that she really, really enjoyed that job. Of course, I know it's different now. There's a different day and time.
It is a different day and time. And,
but, you know, that's a lot of the students that wind up in school suspension, all they need is just the right pat on the head and shoulder. And
yeah, so some people make mistakes, and sometimes you have to answer for those mistakes, but that doesn't make them, you know, bad students or bad people. They made a mistake for whatever reason, and of course Mr. Denton is our alternative school principal and does a tremendous job working with those kids down there.
Okay, let me ask you this. When about 30 seconds after you said, I think I'm going to be the principal next year.
Yes, sir.
What hit you?
What have I done? I've had my administrative degree for about 12 years. Thought one day that might be something that I wanted opportunity to get into. I was hoping to be more of a vice principal than a principal per se, but when Miss Tia moved over to the central office and the opportunity came to apply, I thought, well, I'll apply and see what happens. And Ms. Monroe and the staff interviewed me, and then when they told me I had it, that's when reality sets in. And you realize, well, I'm in charge of a whole building now. Having been a head coach, I kind of run a program on a much smaller scale, but
yeah.
When you're in charge of all the faculty, all the staff, all the students, all the grounds, there's some pressure that comes with that. You don't really understand that until you go and you sit in that chair and you see all the things that you are responsible for.
Well, I think we need to work a little break in here in a second, but no, you hit something there. I know when you talk about changes and things, when I retired from basketball coach, I was given the opportunity to become the technology coordinator. I went from a basketball coach and history. Well, I always considered myself a history teacher that coached basketball.
Yes.
And when I retired from the basketball part, I picked up that little job, which was a total turnaround, and it was scary.
Yes, sir.
It was scary because my first thing to the director was, I can't even type. You will learn that.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, sometimes our careers do take strange paths, and I think you may be the person that kind of stays with this job for a while.
Well, this is year 29. This is something that you probably do towards the end of your career that way if you get burnt out or whatever, then towards the end, then you can retire from being, principal. It's kind of hard when you've been in charge of something to step back. Now, I've been very blessed under Coach Lamb going back to football in that I went from being a head coach. Coach Johnson gave me the opportunity to be assistant here, but they gave me a lot of liberty on the defensive side of the ball, so you still had a little bit of control.
Yeah. All right, with that, we're going to take that little short break, work some commercial messages in here, because without that, we'd have a tough time hanging around here, and we kind of enjoy what we're doing, so we want to keep the sponsors happy and hopefully keep all of our listeners happy, and we're thankful for each one of you that lets us come into your home each Thursday morning. With that, we'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. at this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked. That's Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapy, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Mr. Mike Dickerson. We're going to call him Mr. right now because we're going to talk about Clay County High School a little bit. And I guess kind of like we did the other day, kind of start off with the faculty over there if you want to. I know you've got some new folks over there and some folks that have moved around, including yourself. You know, just kind of tell us a little bit about the...
I'm not going to mention names because what you start going through, if you leave somebody out, I've learned over the years that's bad. But what I will say is that we have a great faculty at Clay County High School. We have several experienced teachers, some who are in the last parts of their career and some who are just seasoned very well. They do a tremendous job with the all the state guidelines that we're forced to meet nowadays and with the pressure having to have high ACT scores. Our teachers do a tremendous job of preparing our students for those. We have an ACT test coming up for our seniors this next week, and of course we had a trial run this last week because now it's all online. So our faculty and staff do a tremendous job in working with our youth here in Clay County.
Well, no, I tell you what I can do. I can go through here and I can give names, and you can
I can do that.
You can tell folks what they do.
Yes, sir.
sometimes you get prepared more than.
Well, that. I can start with.
Let's start with
James Franklin, who a lot of people know as Peanut, who is our English 4 teacher. He has. Of course, he's taught at Hermitage Springs as well as at Clay County High School. Something I'll tell you that most people don't know is Mr. Franklin gets to work about 6:30 every morning. He comes in early and he starts preparing for his day. Him and Miss Tammy Robbins, who is also an English teacher and a Spanish teacher, they come in very early in the mornings. before anybody else ever gets there. And
that's a couple of familiar names.
Yes,
I know a little thing when Mr. Franklin was first, we had to have a Spanish teacher at the board meeting. I don't know whether this actually happened or not, but the story always was they're asking if he could teach Spanish, and he said, "No way, Jose," and they said, "Close enough."
Could have very well happened. Could have very well.
Okay, let's start up at the top. Your assistant principal.
Mr. Daniel Strong, been assistant principal, I don't know, 10 or 12 years, I'm assuming. One of the first things I did before I applied for this job was went to Mr. Strong and tell him I'm going to apply, but I'm not going to apply if you're not going to stay and be my assistant, because I've seen the work and time that he puts into his job. He does a whole lot of the technical side and the number side up at school. He's a man of many hats. He can he could run the school by himself. That's how in tune he is with the things that go on at Clay County High School. And I wouldn't be able to do my job if Daniel Strong wasn't there.
Okay, now I'm going through the website here.
Yes,
Miss Brooke Burchett.
Miss Brooke is our guidance counsel there. Miss Brooke is the one that gets our students into the classes that they're supposed to have. If there's something that maybe they're struggling in, she can get them out of that class and another class, gets them in their course of study, keeps them on track. Now, she does a lot of other things, too, with making sure that they're in compliance with if they're trying to get into colleges and with TCAT. And so, you know, being a small school, you don't just get to do one job at Clay County. There's several hats that you want.
Okay, and the next is actually, I guess, the person that runs the school, and that's the bookkeeper.
That's Miss Beverly Cherry, and she does. And we are so grateful that we have Miss Beverly. She runs the books. She runs the front desk. I gave her a new role. She gets to make the morning announcements because I don't like to hear myself over the intercom. She took that role on. Nothing goes on without Miss Beverly's knowledge and guidance in it.
Okay, and then also an area-wide person is Miss Heather Burnett.
Miss Heather is our librarian. She does a great job of running our library, but she also has our online class students who go in there and sit down and work, and she has an intervention period where she helps some of our students who need extra help, valuable asset to Clay County High School.
And I know she has one project, and I don't know if everyone that ever went to school in Salina High School or Clay County High School needs to be aware of this, and that is that she is digitizing all the old yearbooks.
Yes, she is.
And she has a tremendous bunch of those, and you can go online, and I think it's under the archives, and there's a bunch of them there now. If you're interested in that, and I know that's a project that's near and dear to her heart.
Yes, sir.
And looking down through here, this thing is kind of listed here on down through here, and of course, career and technical educators, the CTE department.
Well, we have Miss Amanda Craighead. We have her husband, Mr. James Craighead. They both work kind of in our agricultural department. Miss Amanda helps Matt do a whole lot of things. They've taken several trips already in competitions for soil judging and different things already this first 2 months of the school year. We have Miss Kelly Carr, who does their FCCLA, which a lot of the older people like myself would call that the home ed class. So if that helps, we have Mr. Devron Brown, who does our business. And a lot of that is online work now. He also does our work study program, where we have students who will be getting credit for going and working jobs out in the community. So, you know, we have several of our CTE teachers, along with we have Mr. Marshall Birch, who does our welding program. He does a great job of that.
Okay, some of these may not. Next one here, Mr. Robbie Strong.
Mr. Robbie does our computer and technical class, and I hate that I forgot that. He is there during our fifth period throughout the day, and he comes in. He's also our technical
director that works and keeps our Wi-Fi computers going throughout the county. So he was gracious enough to come in to also teach a technical class for us.
You know, I kind of hurt my feelings a little bit when I retired. I think they hired maybe two or three people to take my place.
Yes, sir.
But I know that's something that's near and dear to my heart because
yes,
in the beginning I strung all the cables and all that stuff, and I know Mr. Robbie and a tremendous, tremendous asset.
Yes, sir.
And looking on down through here, we've talked about Mr. Franklin, English language arts, and I know Therese Keselakowski.
She does our freshman English class. I believe this is her second or third year here at Clay County High School. I can't remember exactly which one. She also has a son who films for our football team on Friday nights.
She
teaches our art class as well.
Yeah.
So,
Miss Tammy Robin. Miss Tammy was teaching when I retired. So she's bound to be about done.
Well, I don't know.
She's a
tremendous job in the classroom. She teaches a Spanish class and also English. Miss Tammy done several different teaching assignments over the years, and it doesn't matter what you ask of Miss Tammy, she's going to make sure that it's done and it's done right.
I'll give her credit for one thing. She was brave enough to take on the job of one of these online classrooms back many, many years ago.
Sir.
And she was a tremendous help in getting that program started. And then we have a program, I guess this next group is called the Exceptional Educators.
Okay. I don't know who would be listed under that.
That would be Crystal Leslie.
I know Miss Crystal, yes. Miss Crystal and Miss Leanne.
You got it.
They are exceptional educators in the building, do a tremendous job with our students who have IEPs. Some of it you could be considered our CDC class. Miss Crystal had some students that stay with her the majority, if not all, of the day in her environment. And, of course, Miss Leanne goes out and goes and in different classes and helps students who have needs in certain areas.
Okay, and I know we're not going to talk about Bruce Lamb now, but Matt Walker. I know
Coach Walker.
When you are a coach at a small school, you're a teacher. Coach.
Yes, sir. Coach Walker teaches a wellness PE class for us, and of course he's also our girls basketball coach, done a tremendous job there. I think he's also assistant boys basketball coach. Coach Walker's a valuable asset to our building because nobody appreciates the PE teacher until they want to send this class and that class to the gym. And sometimes you go in there and look, there may be 100 students in the gym that Coach Walker's responsible
for. Right, he's covering for.
Yes,
right,
sir.
Okay, now the mathematics department. Who we got in the mathematics department now?
Well, I have to start thinking. We have Miss Tina Drumright, who has moved over from the elementary or the K-8.
One of my former students.
Up to the high school, who is teaching Algebra 1, I believe. We have Miss Tasha
Bailey,
who is also one of our math teachers. Miss Jessica Thompson, who is another one of our math teachers. I think that's it. Is there any more?
What about Miss Kim Grace? Is she still in math?
She's not there anymore. No, sir. That's who Miss Tina.
Okay, I was wondering.
Miss Tina replaced.
There we go.
She already went to Berksville, I believe.
Okay. Now, our science teachers.
Let's see. Let me go down.
You've mentioned Miss Amanda Craighead.
Miss Amanda does that.
With Mr. Nelson. What about
Mr. Chris Nelson? He is a biology teacher who is also our fishing coach. He has the fishing team that he's in charge of. Mr. Nelson is a Livingston product who has come here and done a tremendous job, been here several years.
A long time.
Coached baseball several years ago, so he's done, you know, many different things here in Clay County besides being a science teacher.
Well, tell us a little bit about the fishing thing. I'm sure you can give us a quick little run.
Well, basically what we have is we have You know, students who sign up, they have to have someone who is an adult who can drive and,
right.
and monitor the boat, and then Mr. Nelson will have them in different competitions that they go out throughout the year. And
they've done real well.
They've done well, yes, sir.
Of course, they're sitting on the jackpot lake.
Well, I was going to say, they have a really good training ground right over here. So
got a good playing field.
And, of course, a lot of experienced fishermen around the area
right.
to help guide them.
Right, they've got lots of volunteers that help on that. And social studies.
Social studies, let's see, we have Mr. James Chambers, who teaches Tennessee and American history. We have Mr. Joe Adams. We have Mr. Carl Ledbetter. All of those are history, government, Tennessee and American history and government teachers do a tremendous job for us as well. Joe Adams is also our golf coach, and Mr. James Chambers was our volleyball coach this fall.
Okay, and I know, of course, I was the history social studies guy here, among two or three other little jobs, but that's, of course, a spot that's near and dear to my
yes,
heart.
Sir.
And I heard you say something there that I was really glad to hear, and that was that Tennessee history.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know, you know, at one time that was required in junior high, and I think that has gone away. And, you know, that is something that we definitely need to be taught here in our schools to our students.
I was a Tennessee history teacher in a middle school for several years, so I enjoy that class.
So you know about the fella that slept in the tree all winter, right?
Yes, sir. Sure do.
Okay. And, of course, now this guy here, he's changed jobs. Mike Dickerson's changed jobs.
He has changed jobs, and he was replaced by Mr. Dylan Hayes, who is our ISS teacher, has come to us from Overton County. He is assistant football coach, great young coach, great young teacher. He actually has a special ed background, so we use him in several different capacities besides just being the ISS teacher.
Well, and you know, there's something there. You know, we talked about, you and I both talked about when we graduated from high school or when we first started teaching, whatever, basically every teacher in the faculty from kindergarten all the way through high school was a local person.
That's right.
And you know that was great in one way, in that, you know, they were, you know, really, really concerned at being a local parent, teachers, and had students or whatever. But you know, then again, we sometimes narrow our children's social beings, our idea of what the rest of the world is like and that kind of thing. And, you know, bringing in people that are different sometimes is not a bad idea. I know over the years, I can think of some of the teachers we've had come through here. We've had, I know we had some folks that moved in here that had spent their entire life as working in Africa.
Yes, sir.
And I know that there are a couple of those folks. Miss Holton, she came in here and with a tremendous, you know, just having the eyes, the things where she'd been, what she had done, and things like that. And, you know, sometimes it's really good if we can run across some of those
right.
folks that can share things that we don't even know even exist sometimes.
Yes.
But I know, looking down through, I don't think we had missed a teacher, I don't believe, have we?
I was trying to go through my mind and make sure. That's why I don't like naming names, because I know I'll leave somebody out. I'm going, we have
Amy Dodson.
Now, Miss Amy has moved over to a role at the central office
right.
now. Miss Christy McClanahan is one of our English teachers that I didn't mention earlier. She teaches our freshman English class, and she was actually sent me a text this morning saying that she had three or four students who were engaged in a conversation, and when she went over, they were talking about how to rewrite a sentence. And you know, you don't normally get young men sitting there talking about that, and she was excited about it.
You know, that one of my favorite things in English was
diagramming sentences. I love to do them. It's like
now, that was
like,
not my favorite.
That's like playing a puzzle. I'm looking down through the names here. Yeah, there's an alphabetical list, and I think look like we have covered everybody.
I think I've about got them all.
Nikki Glass, we know where Bruce is now.
Yes,
we'll
sir.
Talk about him here in a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
And so I think we've covered them all. We've done well.
I think we've done pretty good. Now, Miss Mackenzie Graves is our school nurse. More than school nurse, she also sits up front. She'll answer phone calls. She will take messages. She will get on the computer and look up things for students. So she wears many hats besides just being her school nurse. And, you know, sometimes she gets called away, maybe nurses out at Hermitage Springs or whatever. And I'll say this, you know, when I was in school, we didn't have a school nurse. And having one of those in the building is a very valuable asset that, you know, I commend Clay County for doing that.
Okay, and I think, you know, back many, many years ago, there were three very important people in all, especially in high school, and that was the secretary, the janitor, and the cook.
That's right. That's right.
You tried to keep them happy.
That's exactly right. We have Miss Gwenda Markham, who is our SRO officer.
Right.
Just like everybody else, I mean, she is an SRO, but she's also fill-in phone answer, run and pick something up downtown. Miss Gwenda does a tremendous job of interacting with our students there and keeping our building safe.
And, you know, that is something there that she provides an ear, a totally different ear for students to speak to.
Absolutely.
And, you know, sometimes that is what a lot of our students need. They need that more than a counselor or whatever.
That
someone that they know maybe is totally independent of anything that they can air a problem out with.
And she gives them some pretty good advice about life changes they may need to make or just look into, and she can give them examples of things that go on that,
right,
you know, a regular teacher couldn't do.
And she's not going to pat them on the back and say,
she
honey, that's all right.
No, she is not.
Okay, we're going to take a little short break. We're going to come back and talk about football.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Hey, what have we thought of anybody we may have missed?
I did. Our music teacher, Miss Laura Carlton, this is her first year. She teaches at Clay County High School, at Salina KA, and at Hermitage Springs. So she works all three of the schools in the county.
Okay. And then I know we didn't mention any janitors' names now, but because, you know, that is now on contract basis, I know now. But we could mention one janitor that just retired a few years ago. Well, she retired. That did all the cleaning and everything forever and had the contract over there.
I can't remember. My brain is locked up.
But I know we have so many characters through the years. All of us that have gone through schools. Our buddy who was a janitor.
That's right.
And, you know, they were an influence on a lot of us because, well, Mr. Cecil.
Mr. Cecil, yes, sir.
I mean, you know, it's been an influence.
If you knew the janitor when you were a teenager, you could sometimes talk them into letting you into the gym after school and shoot basketball, too, at least.
Yeah.
That's how we did it in Smith County.
Yeah. And I know Mr. Smith down there that was there for a long time.
Yes.
He listens to our radio show, I think, now, because I see him occasionally.
Yes.
But with that, let's talk football a few minutes.
All right.
Tell us about what's going on with football this year. And
well, we're sitting at 5-2. We're 1-0 in the region. We beat Joe Burns a couple weeks ago. Of course, we lost a lot of veteran players off of last year's team. And while we may not have what you would say a young team, we have an inexperienced team. Some older guys who have waited their turn to get to play with those seniors that we graduated last year. Early in the season, we were, you know, experienced some growing pains and took a couple losses the first two games of the season, one to a very good York team who is undefeated, ranked number one in the state in 2A, and then to a good Westmoreland team. But we've pulled off 5 wins in a row. Our offense is coming together and gelling. The defense is playing decent football, not giving up big scores, maybe giving up more yards than the defensive coordinator would like, but not giving up big scores. And we get ready for another region game at Red Bullin this Friday night. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. Love for everybody to come out, come to Red Bullin. Let's pack that place with black and gold and be loud and proud and, you know, cheer these young men on as they try to get back-to-back region championships. That's what the goal is.
Oh, okay. Now, and I know, you know, my number one advisor over the years always said when you get ready to put your schedule together, you know, there are some games that you must play, but I was told you never get better if you don't play people that are better than you.
Yes, sir.
Part of the time. You don't, sometimes you enjoy those folks where you can go out there and kind of kick their butts, but you don't learn a whole lot that night. And sometimes it's not good when that happens.
Coach Lamb, of course, he inherited last year's schedule. It was the second year of contract, so
right.
He didn't have any say in the games we played last year. He put the schedule together sometime, December, January. He added some really difficult teams on the schedule this year. We played Portland, who is a much larger school here at Clay County a few weeks ago. We played Tompkinsville, who is a bigger school just over the state line.
A traditional enemy for many, many
years.
Yes, sir.
Well, of course, we have Jackson County on the schedule,
right,
who is also a rival. We've got a Troutville County team that we play
for
next week. Of course, we go down there next week and play at Troutville, which is always a tough place to play. And then we have our traditional rival, Gornsville, who will be our last game of the regular season, and you know, a game in which we hope the two teams are competing for the region championship, and hopefully we've matured enough and can play well enough to have an opportunity to win that game.
And, you know, let's talk about the team this year just a little bit. You want to, I mean, I know you're not going to stay here, and you can't go through and name everybody that's
right
on the team, but, you know, some of the things that, man, you know, I know you've got some outstanding seniors there that are doing some great playing. And you've got something here that I know that we've got the quarterback throwing to his brother quite a bit.
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, and there's nothing like the familiarity of that, where, you know, they have grown up competing against each other, playing with each other. You know, I know that's kind of a good situation. But tell us some of your seniors that have been around. I know we'll throw some names here.
Well, I'll try to make sure that I can get all the names. But one of them is Weston Burgle, who this is his third year as a starter. Of course, Weston started as an outside linebacker for me 2 years ago.
And he weighed, what, maybe 120 pounds then?
He was about 150. He wasn't very big. And then last year he moved to corner, did a great job for us on that 13-2 team playing corner. We lost Alec Kerr and Jimmy Burchett, our two safeties, so Weston moved over into one of those safety positions. Has done a great job for us this year. Senior on that back end in our secondary that will be graduating. So we don't really lose that many seniors on the defensive side of the ball. We have Smiley Austin Anderson, who is he has been an outside linebacker. We're moving him down to a defensive tackle, trying to get a little bit more athletic. He's been a 2-year starter for us. We have White Browning. You can't miss White. He's our big.
Is this his first year?
He started last year.
He started
playing last year and worked into the starting lineup, and he's been at right tackle for us. This is his second year now.
Great, big, old, strong,
yes,
quick
sir.
Kid.
He is a basketball player.
Right.
You wouldn't think that a man would be able to move like that as big as he is, but he's very agile for his size. We have Parker Smith, who has played tackle, guard, and center for us. We've had some different injuries throughout the year, and Parker has stepped in and played in all those positions on offense, plays defensive tackle for me on defense. We have Hayden McGee, who another one of those players. He's been guard, he's been tackle. We've moved him to tight end the last couple of weeks and moved him to where he was what we would call a sniffer back, where he can go and block and do
sniff out the play and go where he needs to go.
That's right. And then we have Leighton Brown, who is a senior running back for us. He's also a corner. Andrew Smith came out this year, Eli Smith's younger brother, and he's playing in the secondary and wide receiver for us. I'm hoping we have
Worm, is that his real name?
His real name is Michael.
Okay, I knew you mentioned that.
But now he gets upset if you don't call him Worm. He calls that his name more than Michael is. So we have Curly, and it's Logan Jennings, who has stepped in and done kicking duties for us this year. He's played some wide out for us. We have Jeff Cox, who is on the offensive and defensive line.
That may be it. I'm hoping I hadn't left anybody
out. Okay, our quarterback, our receiver.
Now, that was all of our seniors.
Yeah, got our seniors.
Now we can talk. We've got Nate Adams, who has been a tremendous player for us for 2 years. It seems like he's been here a lot longer than he has. He started on defense. This is his third year at corner. He stepped in at quarterback each year
right.
when Keaton Arms
right.
was injured and played quarterback, and now it's 100% his position, done a tremendous job of leading the offense. As you said earlier, he's got a brother, Nolan, who is number one target. They've developed that over the last 12 or 13 years in the backyard and with,
right.
you know, with their dad out there working with them. They have a great chemistry. We have Aiden Soto, who has moved in. They have a restaurant out there on the hill at Hermitage Springs, and he's stepped in and been our tailback for us, done a tremendous job of learning the offense, a valuable asset to us on defense. We have Keith, who is a sophomore, who is playing corner for us. He kind of stepped into that job for Weston when Weston moved over to safety. We have Waylon Cherry, another sophomore, who is a wide receiver for us, can play in the secondary. Roland Holloway, Chad Holloway's boy.
Okay.
You can't miss him. He's the biggest man that we have on the team. He has stepped in, and he is playing left tackle for us as a freshman. He's kind of learning his way, but you can tell every week he's getting better and more confident. So I don't know. Nate Mayberry, who is a junior, has just come out this year. He didn't play his first 2 years. Stepped in and done a tremendous job. And then we have two more Adams boys. We have Hayden and Reese, who are first cousins to Nolan and Nate. Both of those play for us on defense. So
I mean, it's great now. But now we're going to have to start looking for next year. Now you just listed a whole bunch of seniors.
I did list a whole bunch of seniors. I did, and you know, there's some younger guys that we're trying to get work in that will have to step in next year and fill those roles.
And you know, if you come out on a Saturday, sometimes we have a number of grade school. Below the junior, I know the junior high team had a pretty good year
this year. And the youth league on Saturday.
And then the youth league got a bunch of kids in different age brackets that are
coming on.
And, you know, it looks like we were kind of getting back to where we were many, many years ago where, you know, the family names or some of these guys are third or fourth generation players. From old times.
Yes, sir. I remember in the 80s when I was in school, when you played what was Salina High School then, you were going against names that their daddies was names, and that, you know, you knew you were going to get a tough football team, and if you got a win, you earned it.
Look like I've got a little thing in my ear that says we're about done for the day.
Oh.
But I've got to read off my birthday
here,
and I'm going to let you choose a number here in a minute.
Okay.
I'm going to read these in no particular order. Beginning with an anniversary here, we have Judy and Joe Sims. You know those guys?
I do know them.
And I had an anniversary. And then looking up the top, there's another name there, Gina Westmoreland Edwards, celebrating a birthday. And then an anniversary for Kevin and Christy Beasley. Miss Megan Copas, one of our local law enforcement persons, and also Miss Dawn White Tittle celebrating a birthday. Miss Murray Tom Link celebrated a birthday. Then we have Fred and Karen Short with an anniversary, and also Mr. Knox Trowball with a birthday, and Mr. Daniel Roberts. So how many is that? That's about nine names. Give me a number between 1 and 9, and don't say 10.
Six.
Number six. Look like it's Fred and Karen Short.
There we go.
All right. You need to come over to the chamber office and get your prize envelope and enjoy it. And enjoy many, many more birthdays and anniversaries. And with that, it's about time we shut the doors down here, get everything put back where it belongs, and may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And we hope to meet you again here next week here on WVFB 101.5, Kicks Country. And until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you, and good day, Clay County.